Hello and welcome to the Webster & Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal Connell and here are today's top stories. A new EU regulation presents a challenge for advertisers. India has introduced QR codes and Airbnb has dropped its New York lawsuit. A new EU data regulation has been accused of presenting a significant challenge for advertisers. The new privacy regime has been approved by the European Union and will prevent marketers from using user data without direct consent. Whilst the new General Data Protection Regulation won't come into effect until 2018, Stefan Loack, CEO of the World Federation of Advertisers, said that he was surprised that more marketers have not woken up to the implications. He added that it would affect companies who rely on third-party data due to lack of a direct relationship with the public. However, the move hasn't been universally criticized, with many saying that a reaction to privacy issues has been long overdue following incidents such as the recent hack of Yahoo. Pagefair's Dr. Johnny Ryan said that the EU is finally bringing a standard of privacy to digital, preventing the arbitrary collection and exchange of personal data that's been going on for 20 years. India has begun to introduce QR codes to its e-commerce market. The country's government has followed the lead of China and Japan and requested that digital payment methods such as MasterCard and Visa use common QR technology to help merchants embrace the technology. The common technology named India QR is expected to be available from the start of 2017 and would mean that consumers would no longer have to transfer money between systems dependent on the options offered by merchants. The code system has been available in China and Japan for around 6 years but achieved high levels of use after companies like Alibaba and Tencent introduced it. Paytm, an Indian startup, recently announced that 1 million merchants now use its QR codes to make payments only 1 year after its launch. Airbnb has decided to give up on its fight against the city of New York and a new state law. The city passed a law in October that meant Airbnb hosts would face steep fines if they were found to be breaking local laws against short-term rentals. Almost immediately after it was passed, Airbnb filed a lawsuit of its own, saying that the new regulation would cause irreparable harm. However, the company has now dropped the lawsuit on the conditions that only hosts would be fined and not Airbnb itself. New York Assemblywoman Linda B. Rosenthal accused Airbnb of being a company which turned affordable housing into illegal hotels, before adding that it clearly recognized that it was a foolhardy and frivolous lawsuit. This comes as the company is also fighting against similar laws in Berlin, Barcelona, and Amsterdam. Advertising forecasts are showing that ad revenue growth is expected to fall slightly for 2017. According to a report from Magna, growth is expected to reach 3.6% in 2017, down from 5.7% this year. It was stated that the slowing of growth was due to economic and political uncertainty, which would make it the lowest growth in 15 years. The report also found that digital-based sales are set to become the top media category with a market share of 40% worth $202 billion, just ahead of TV ad sales on 36%. And finally, Amazon has revealed plans for a Just Walk Out high street shop. Amazon Go will allow consumers to shop in the store and have the bill for their chosen item to be charged to their Amazon account, meaning that no immediate payment is needed. The in-store technology will detect when a shopper enters the store, track them and their chosen items, and log the purchase as they leave. Natalie Berg, an analyst at Planet Retail, has said that by removing the traditional checkout process, Amazon will translate the fantastic customer experience that it's created online in a physical store setting. And that's it for me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.